think at this point maybe you'd start getting some first team reps?
I don't really know what to think coming in. You come in just trying to do your best, and given this whole situation is kind of different, I think, than other teams around the league, I didn't really know what to expect. So you hope for reps and you hope for something like that, but at this point you just got to do the best of what you're given.
Get an idea yet of how much action you might see on Friday, first game?
I have no clue. No clue right now. We'll see.
Do you see like the preseason game as being particularly big for you? I mean, it's kind of your chance to show.
I think it's big for all three of us, and I'm looking at it as being important, nonetheless, as just a way for just to gain more traction, hopefully, in this race, and just to prove that what I'm capable of.
From the outside looking in, we don't see you taking any first team snaps. What indications did they give you that you're involved in this quarterback competition?
Just the fact that it's open and there hasn't been named a starter. And so besides that, that's pretty much all there is.
Chip said that you had a good practice today. In your mind, what do you constitute as a good practice?
I did, and I felt like it was going through the progressions timely, in a timely fashion. Got the ball out, put it where it was supposed to be today. I felt in control out there in the field, getting guys lined up and getting the ball snapped quickly. Made my throw. So I don't look at numbers or anything like that, because I don't think it's that time to, of the year to look at that.
There was a ball to the right side where there was no one there. Was that a route thing? Was a wrong read?
It was I won't put it on anyone. It was an incompletion. So we'll leave it at that. Yeah.
Is it hard? I mean, you guys are down a couple of receivers, and they like to rotate them. Not even according to who's starting, second team. When you're trying to develop chemistry, does that take a little bit of a while to get adjusted to?
It does. It's kind of been jumping around with who I've been running with, and those receivers have been different. So I think by now, though, you kind of start to get a grip for who these guys are as receivers, and what type of route runners they are. Knowing their breaks and whatnot when their hips drop, etc. And so I'm starting to feel more comfortable with them, but not to the point where I think we can be or we need to be.
Does mixing the receivers help? Because during the course of the season, injuries play a factor. Guys will move up down the depth chart, and you're going to have to get adjusted to playing with them.
I don't know if it helps. I think getting more reps with more of the receivers, in Indo and whatnot, is important. But I think you play better as a team and as a unit when you are, working together. That those are your guys. I think the more reps you get with those guys, the better you're going to be. But come individual periods, I think that's when you get reps with the other guys.